China, corn, and soybeans. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. According to Farm Bureau economist John Newton, there don't appear to be very hard feelings about Trump-led tariffs and TIFs regarding agricultural trade policies, at least as it regards corn and soybeans.
China's been a very big player in the corn and soybean markets this year. So far, they've bought nearly 6 million metric tons of corn. They're on the books for more than 11 million metric tons of corn to purchase from the United States, which would be a record. So they've been a big player in the corn and soybean markets this year.
And the Farm Bureau says the increased trade with China has bolstered market prices for corn and soybeans in the United States.
Since China's been such a heavy player in the market, it's helped to reduce our stockpiles this year, and as a result, we've seen prices move sharply higher in the last few months. Corn is now sitting at around $5.30, soybeans sitting around $13.50, and that's up 50-60% from where we were back in early August, and a lot of that's on the back of strong trade and export demand.
U.S. hay exporters are seeing more interest from China, and those sales are up as well. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.